Hello, Audio Boo. So this is my boo for day 10 of February. The question for day 10 was, how do you get through the working week? Well, at the moment I'm actually not finding it that hard to get through the working week. I think I'm quite lucky to feel like that, and I hope it continues. I think how easy or difficult it is to get through the working week really depends on the job you have, you know, what kind of job it is, but probably more importantly, if you're overloaded with work, if you're put under undue pressure, or a lot of stress, if you just really don't enjoy the job, or you don't feel that your bosses or your management appreciate you. I think those are the sort of things which can make it unpleasant. And also being bored is a bit of a problem. I think all jobs have their boring bits, but some can be more boring than others. I used to work in a theme park, and you know, you might think that some of the most difficult days were when it was incredibly busy, you know, on a bank holiday in the middle of the summer. Is so many customers that you never stopped. But that was preferable to the other extreme of a rainy October Sunday and nobody being there and having no customers and nothing to do all day. I was working in the catering section, I should say. So, you know, you cleaned everything, you prepared everything, you'd done a stock take, you'd done everything you could think of to do, and they just had nothing left to do. That was worse. Your ideal day would be plenty of customers to keep you busy, but not so many that you have a massive queue and you're rushing around like a headless chicken. I think boredom is a huge part of it. You need to be kept occupied as well. You do need to find it interesting or stimulating. I think, you know, doing an office job, it's a different type of boredom. I think if you're doing that thing of working in a shop, provided you've got enough customers in, that keeps you occupied. You can't drift off, but sitting in an office, it can be easy to sort of drift off and find that you're just staring at your computer screen and not actually doing anything. But as I say, so far, fingers crossed, my job is fairly pleasant, and I think I'm quite lucky, so I'm just hoping that it stays that way.